Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. The Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. So give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. We're also simulcasting right now, right here at 105.1 FM The Ranch, and also at 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. You can check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. And if you wish to give a call into the studio, the number is 254-697-6633. All the programs are put in a podcast form, and you can go check it out, aaronsgunshop.com. Go to Spotify, Apple, Podbean, download them all if you want. And a lot of great information there. I want to thank all the sponsors who support the program, all the people who want to remain silent and private. I want to thank you for your donations as well. And if you feel led to do so, if you go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and scroll down a bit, you'll see a donation button there. Go ahead and do it on a monthly basis. It'll be greatly appreciated. You're helping a patriotic cause. And if you can't do anything else but other than donate money, we'll do the rest for you. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. Follow us. The whole works. In the studio with me today is my wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown. Colonel, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. I had to stop and file an IFR clearance to get in this.
Pretty foggy, huh? I've got Milam County Judge Bill Whitmire. Bill, it's good to see you again, buddy.
Morning. To go along with that fog, if you're driving out there this morning, turn your lights on. Yeah. I mean, good Lord.
And also in the studio with me is Mac Latimer, running for District 31. Mac, it's a pleasure. We had you here, what was it, about a month ago?
Yeah, about a month ago.
And now we're back, so we're going to have a good time here today.
Yeah, say hello to everybody. Great to be on again. Hey, guys.
And behind the board,
it's Shelby. Instead of it's Brittany, the right people will get it. Hey, guys.
All right, so there you go. We got a good lineup.
The fact that you understood it means you're part of the
I've got four daughters. Yeah, I understand it.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a good show today. They're all good shows, but this one is focused on basically the same topic. I like to throw a bunch of stuff out there because I've only got one day a week, 3 hours, so I like to give a wide band, broad band of topics for you to meditate on. But today, with the judge and Mac and the colonel and myself discussing political topics, it's going to be a little bit more focused. But I will set the table again to go over a lot of the headlines that did raise an eyebrow for me. So show highlights. We'll be doing devotional and announcements. Judge Andy will not be in today. He is doing the auction down at Morningstar Ranch, and we'll talk about that in a little bit too. True stories at about 11:30. Word of the day in just a moment. Quote of the day. Katie from Oz at the bottom of the hour if she's not too busy. The colonel doing his constitutional thing. And the judge, Bill, we're going to be hitting EDS.
ESD?
ESD. That's
kind of
what I
same
said.
Thing.
Same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
I'm dyslexic anyway, so it don't matter.
No, that's okay.
And then Mac Latimer is running for District 31. We'll be discussing the... I had asked him a question about if a felon does the time, or does the crime and then does the time, why can't he get his or her get her rights back? So we're going to have a discussion on that. Lots of people asked me that question. Okay, let's go to the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you can call here at 254-697-6633, put the word of the day into a sentence, and we like it, you get a prize. Could be, I don't know, food from one of the local restaurants. Could be a coffee mug, something like that. 254-697-6633. Now, the reason I picked this article is for the word of the day and also to push something I've been saying week after week after week. The word of the day, first of all, is nightmare. It's a noun. Definition is a frightening or unpleasant dream. It comes from this headline. The stuff of nightmares is here. Are you prepared? I saw this on Fox. And I said, oh my goodness. I've been talking preparedness all the time. Okay? Because I see the tea leaves. I see what's going on. Blah, blah, blah. The stuff of nightmares is here. Are you prepared? And they talk about how to get prepared. But here's something that you should really read and make sure you understand what it means. This article is sponsored by My Patriot Supply. So let me ask you a question. It's going to be pretty favorable for you to supposed to prep and get products from them. Wouldn't you agree? Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I bring this up because when you listen to the news on the lamestream media talking to you about getting your COVID shot, and at the end of the article on TV it says sponsored by Pfizer, what I'm trying to tell you is the people paying the bucks are not going to have you talk down about the product. So the word of the day is nightmare. Give me a call. Put it into a sentence. Colonel, what's your quote of the day?
Quote of the day.
Can't hear it.
Can't hear it.
And who said, terrorism is not to be referred to as Islamic terrorism?
And if you have a first thought of who it might be, it's probably right. Because I thought that, and I said, nah, it ended up being true. Continuing on, opinion piece. I thought about this too. World War III is inevitable. Every time economies falter, the globalists plunge the world into catastrophic war. Now, I said this months ago, Senator Daines from Montana, the rest of the GOP field drop out, coalesce behind Trump for president. I said that from the get-go. These guys aren't even close to Trump. You just need to go home and support Trump. Former Playboy White House reporter says MAGA and Christian nationalism are bigger threat to U.S. than Hamas.
That came right out of the Homeland Security.
Yeah, they're saying the quiet part out loud. They've believed this for a while.
Yeah.
Did that sink in yet? I'll read it again.
Veterans are a bigger terror than the Muslims.
MAGA and Christian nationalism are bigger threat to U.S. than Hamas. Netanyahu rejects Biden. No pause in fighting without release of hostages. I get it. Hezbollah chief, U.S. directly responsible for Gaza atrocities, will soon pay heavy price. Now, if that doesn't bother you, check out this headline from the FBI director. FBI Director Wray, grilled by Congress, reveals Iranian sleeper cell assassins in U.S. have made attempts to kill Americans and could attack. Now, there's two or three other higher-ups that have said the same thing. So here the colonel's talking, I'm talking, and you're thinking we've got two or three heads. You're getting it from your upper echelon of government.
The key thing here is he says sleeper cell, singular. That is total nonsense. There are sleeper cells in every major blue gun-free city. And on the signal, it is my theory that they will all come out at once and the United States will suffer 30 to 50,000, okay, the population of Temple lost in one day.
Now, that is the colonel's opinion, but he has good reason to say it.
I read their book.
Ukraine's top commander makes surprising first-time admission. No breakthrough, stalemate. So here we are, killing each other. Russia has invaded Ukraine. It's got the, what, Donbass area? Is that what they call it? They're occupying it. It's a stalemate, so they pretty much got what they wanted. Joe Biden received $40,000 check in laundered China money through Family Oversight Committee reveals.
That's just one. That's many. That's a tiny, tiny piece. There's another one for $200,000
All right, all you citizens of Texas, you'll like this. Here's a bombshell report. Biden administration deploys heavy machinery to lift razor wire for massive mob of illegals at Rio Grande. We put up the wire, they cut it. We put up the wire, they cut it. They don't cut it anymore. They just lift it up.
There should be a way. They have no right to be here.
The next two headlines I read to you shows a sad state of affairs, besides all the other ones I just read. Here's a report. Female jiu-jitsu contestants quit tournament after being forced to fight males. The next one, high school students stage walkout, call on school board to reinstate girls-only, boys-only restrooms. It's a pretty sad state of affairs where the children or competitors have to do it, where the people in charge have no onions and they've got a private agenda going on. It's pretty sad. Give these kids credit. Bowling alley where main attacker fatally shot 7 is a gun-free zone.
But it was illegal.
It's illegal. That's right. You can't have a gun there.
Didn't anyone
somebody tell him?
I guess not. So all
hey, but here's the thing. It's a bar. Guess what?
It is a gun-free zone, 51%.
Same thing here. It's a bar.
Bartender can have one. Owner of the place can have one.
Yeah, but people can't.
Yeah. You can't yeah, take a
that's
gun
the thing.
Into
we talk about it being in Maine. Same thing here. Because every bowling alley here in the state of Texas has what? A bar.
Yeah, but is it 51%?
Every one of them has, I guarantee you, almost every one of them you
no,
go into
you
is going to have a sign on there.
You cannot guarantee that. No, look, we're going to put out facts. Let's make it clear.
We went to the bowling alley the other night, and that was
Texas
the first
Alcoholic
thing I signed on the door.
You go through Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission.
I'm just telling you.
And they do licensing, and they figure that you're
I'm not saying it's right. I'm not protecting. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying, when we're saying that that happened there, it happens here, too.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. But what I'm trying to get at is, if somebody, there's people putting up signs of 51% in a convenience store. That's wrong. I'm walking in, pal. I'm sorry. I know the law. If you don't know it, screw you. I'm protecting myself.
But you do, okay? But you know as well as I do, 90% of the public doesn't.
95.
More than 95%, 95. Yeah.
Okay. 20 seconds?
No, you're, I gave you 20 seconds, 30 seconds ago. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. All right, everybody, welcome back. Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Number is 254-697-6633. We got a little carried away at the end of the first segment, and I didn't get to finish one last one here that I would like to talk about as well. Here's a report. Police alerted in mid-September that the alleged main shooter could snap. Now, they got yellow flag laws up there. We got red flag laws. I don't care what color the flag is. That's probably Bill. I don't care what color the flag is. I'd rather take the risk than have these yellow or red flags where somebody, anybody, can say, I think he's a little crazy. You need to check him out. Any comments on that, guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have these rights for a reason. You cannot, like, the government is not supposed to be able to take away these rights without due process of law. Like, that's the whole reason we have.
But if they vote in a yellow flag or red flag law, yeah, it becomes law.
No. There's a constitution. Law is below the constitution.
Which is, yeah.
The legislature cannot change the Texas constitution without a, well, they have to put it out for us to vote on, supposedly. They waive the Constitution on a regular basis.
So as right as we are, we still get our guns taken away and get arrested because even though it's unconstitutional, you're right, going to have law enforcement out there cuffing me or somebody
and,
because
yep,
they think it is
real. And the way we fix this is actually make it more possible for individuals to sue state governments when they make laws that are unconstitutional, because that's when you can actually have consequences.
And that's what Article 6 is all about. Every one of us, every elected official takes an oath to support and defend the Constitution. It doesn't say you've got to take it to federal court to say no.
That's right. Okay, I've got a special guest on the line. You all know him as the Ditch Doctor. On this show, from our prior show, he was my executive producer. He's one hell of a guy. He's awesome. And he's regenerated, new, and approved. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
My friend, I am blessed beyond measure. This is when you discover that words like thankful and blessed and humbled just don't cover it.
Now, there's some people out there who may not know what's going on. Why don't you tell everybody real quick what has happened and where you're at?
Well, this is an old 55 model Chevy pickup truck, and it smoked going up a hill. and it's high mileage, and it missed a lot of oil changes. And the pump went out. And they decided to put a new heart in me. It is a 1,000-horsepower AA fuely NASCAR engine. And my poor old pickup truck's trying to figure out how to work with it because, you know, if you get into it too hard too soon, you'll spin the drive shaft. But I'm doing well. I'm a little short of breath. I can't talk too much, and forgive me for that. There's so much I'd like to say. I want to say that Netanyahu appreciates Biden because Biden is showing the world what a weak leader looks like and gives Netanyahu somebody to stand up next to. For comparison.
Yeah, that's a two-day show right there in itself.
It is. I also want to say God bless Mac Latimer, because Mac Latimer is attempting to kick a bum out of an empty seat. The only thing worse than a Democrat is a rhino. And I want to say God bless the Judge Bill, because he's come into a difficult position where he needs to make hard decisions to protect his county, and I think we can be trusting him to do that. So you've got one hell of a show going. You know, your wingman is a dear, dear friend of mine, and we've been having a lot of fun texting back and forth. And I have to, let me make one short proclamation and then I'll shut up. The people who pray for me, I want you to know I can feel it. It holds me up. It gives me strength. I never doubted my God for one second. I never questioned my God for one second. My faith has been unshakable, and it ain't me, it's you. So thank you all, and God bless you, each and every one. I would ask for your continued prayers through my healing.
And I want to put an add on to that, ladies and gentlemen. I want him at the meet and greet. It's a goal, but he's not going to do it unless he's up to it. So let's continue to lift him up in prayer for quick healing. That the doctors seek the wisdom of the Lord, and that Bill is up and running with no problems.
We can't call him ditch doctor.
If I make it there, we can't be able to recognize
Bill.
Me.
Bill, we can't call you ditch doctor anymore. We got to call you Tin Man.
Girl, that is so true. That is so true. But you know what? You'll be able to recognize me if I make it to the meet and greet. I'll be the mask idiot. So just cut me a little slack because y'all got cooties.
All right, Bill. Look, I know you're. It's difficult to talk for long, so I just thank you for taking the time and the effort to call in. And it's great to hear your voice.
Thank you, Matthew. God bless all of you guys. Shelby, you're still my favorite.
I love you,
forward
Bill.
To seeing y'all once again.
Okay.
Love you, darling.
All right, take care, Bill. All right, let me do the devotional. I've been doing devotionals for a long time. To a long list of people. Been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio. Today's no different. If you're on my devotional list, it will be Thursday's devotional. And I want to thank Casey and the gang at McGuire Tire for sponsoring this segment. I've been dealing with Casey for a long time. And he can take care of you when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. There's two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. In Belton, it's 254-939-1357. Or simply, yeah, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. Today's devotional reads. Good morning. Success breeds success. 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 9, basically. For this very reason, make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. I continue. Each one is a stepping stone to the next. Continuing on here, for if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I continue. Let's all be enlightened and be a light to others. And following up the verses here, for whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. And I close. Success breeds success, and success leads us to victory in Christ Jesus. Have a blessed day. So there you go. We plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want, don't cram it down anybody's throat. Now, Judge Andy Isaacs can't be here, and normally I ask him to do a revival prayer for the nation, a prayer in unison of everybody to scream up to the Lord like the widow did to the judge, where the judge got so fed up with it, he said, okay, I'll grant the lady her wish. I want to get the Lord fed up with us. So he says, okay, we're going to turn this thing around, this ship around. So before I say the quick prayer, don't forget, Morningstar Ranch is having the auction that Andy's been talking about a long time. Colonel, you'll be going down there. The wife's down there. Shelby, I think you said you might be going down there. And they got products galore. And if you win the auction, 100% of that money goes to Morningstar Ranch, and you get a nice product. Okay, so check it out. Go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and click on the Morningstar Ranch link. And it'll take you right there for information.
Hey, just as a board of director, I'll just tell you, that you're right. 100% of that goes to Morningstar Ranch. It's a charity that does this. And if you're looking, I can't go, but if you're looking for Christmas gifts for folks, they got everything you could want down there. Toys, furniture, cooking stuff. I mean, just you name it, they got it.
Bill, is the product actually there?
Yeah, yeah. You get it. As soon as you pick it up and take it home with you.
So if you're looking for something big, bring a pickup or a trailer or something.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I got a nice rocking chair out of it a few years ago and gave it to my dad. I mean, nice stuff. I mean, so.
Well, Colonel, anybody who's going there that in this room, if you see something that you think I might like, let me know. Because I'll donate the cost of it up to a certain amount, and then I'll bring it back here again for resale. And when we sell it, I'll give that money to Morningstar Ranch as well.
So we are setting a minimum bid on all the items at the auction.
For me.
Okay.
For me, yeah.
We're not going to let them go cheap.
I'm not going blind.
Okay. That's good.
Okay. That's good. Very good. Let me say the prayer. How much time I got, Shelby?
Two minutes.
2 minutes. All right, let me say a prayer real quick. Lord, I can't thank you enough. It's overwhelming, the blessings you bestow upon us. This nation, each person's life and property. I know some people are more financially blessed than others, but it doesn't matter. It all matters what's in the heart. And we have a sick heart when it comes to this nation. Got a lot of people who've got a strong heart, but the outgoing information put out there makes it look very bad, and it is. So we lift up to you with a unanimous scream that you may bless this nation, open our minds and our hearts, that we may be called to action in a proper manner for a proper reason, and that is to restore, not to revolt, but to restore what you have blessed us with in a miracle of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights in this country. Lord, we just thank you so much, and we lift it up to you in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. I got less than 10 seconds. How is that for timing? That was pretty good. I don't usually do that, do
not
I?
Really.
See, ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing Inside Scoop. We're going to take a break. When we come back, should have Katie from Moz, the scratch and sniff section of the program.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477. Or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program, coming to you from the Cox's AC Linux studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Linux air conditioner in your home or office. We're one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy, so give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC, at 254-697-4252. Scratch and sniff. Can you hear this? Can they hear that? Okay, this is the scratch and sniff section of the program. Katie from Ma's Restaurant, Ma's Place in Harker Heights. Let's get her on the line.
There she is.
Katie, we missed you last week. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Hungry. What do you got?
I have bone-in pork chops with two sides super salad. I have our large ham steak with two sides super salad. And I have our New York strip steak with two sides super salad for lunch.
Well, you just really hurt business here, because everybody who's listening to the program just got in their car and is headed towards Ma's Place in Harker Heights.
Oh, and they were supposed to be going down to Morning Star Ministry for chicken spaghetti.
Well, they can stop by at lunchtime at Ma's and get all that great food, which is fantastic. Great servings, great food, great price, great atmosphere. It's just a lot of fun.
They're coming to the meet and greet. You tell them to bring me some onion
rings. Oh, that's right. The meet
and
greet.
I'll be eating them in the corner.
The meet and greet on the 18th, Katie. You're going to have to take time to go out there and join us. Let me know and confirm if you and Vicky are going to come out, and I'll get a spot set up for you, okay?
Okay. Sounds good. I'll talk to Mom.
Very good. What about the across the street situation? Any better?
I plan to have it open next weekend.
Fantastic.
Starting Friday.
Tell the listening audience where you're at, what kind of discount they get, and anything else you'd like to tell them.
All right. We are located at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard here in Harker Heights. Our phone number is 254-699-0011. And for all my radio listeners, I have that 10% discount at the register waiting on you. So let's call in some orders.
Fantastic. Hey, Katie, what's your hours for today?
Our hours on Saturday and Sunday are from 6 a.m. until 3 p.m.
3 p.m. Okay, so get there early for lunch. Make sure you don't get there and you miss them in their clothes. Once you get that good food, it's fantastic. Don't forget the onion rings, too. The size of a small dog could jump through. Katie, we love you. We can't wait to see you, and we will talk to you soon, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Shelby, give me some on-air adjustments. What do I got to do?
You got to do them both, because when one messes up, they're tethered, so they both mess up.
So what do I do?
It's scratchy.
Still?
Now you talk in yours.
Talking
testing,
the
one, two.
My voice
is crazy.
All right, we're good. On air corrections. It's always fun to hear those. All right, Colonel.
I have a would you rather.
Hold on.
We got to do a quick would you rather to lighten the show before the darkening of the show. No offense. You guys kind of hit hard. Okay, so quick would you rather. It's for everyone in the room, Bill.
Okay.
Would you rather accidentally send nudie photos to a family member or a boss or a coworker?
Okay, now are these the new ones that are going around the high schools where artificial intelligence and they take the picture of one of their classmates?
Keep it simple.
Y'all always try to bend the rules here. No, it's just like, it doesn't have to be a real dirty photo, just like maybe even of just your butt. Okay, to a family member or a coworker / boss.
What would you do?
Probably the coworker boss. I couldn't go to Thanksgiving with them. I'm like, yeah, that's where you're at. I did, however, I don't know, it was just like a year or two ago. Brett had texted me, the radio manager, early in the morning. And then my husband had texted me, too. And I replied to Brett. I was like, good morning, honey. I love you. And he was like, excuse me? And I was like, oh my God. And that was really embarrassing. So I don't know. Maybe I'll change it.
For me, I think I do family. I could care less what they think anyway. So, Colonel, how about you?
Well, I would go with family. I would like to do it to my wife if I was going to send it to
her. No, that doesn't count. It has to be accidental.
Accidental.
Yeah, to Matt or to a...
I don't want to see that. No way.
Well, the best thing is keep them off your phone.
Now, these two guys are in politics. We'll keep them out of the mix here. We'll keep them safe, okay? Colonel, take it away. What do you got?
All right. Benjamin Franklin once said that he reserved the right to change his mind when he had access to better knowledge. So I've been making some recommendations on how to vote on the 14 constitutional amendments, and I keep getting more and more information from other people and more of the information that is not on the ballot. And is concealed in the implementing legislation or proposals. And now I've gotten to where I only have two that, and basically really one that I am for. And I'm very quickly going to run through some of the reasons why.
Colonel, I gotta add something to that. Ladies and gentlemen, the Colonel is very good at what he does. And like he said, he does the best he can with the information he has. If you've already voted, it's okay. You did the best you could at the moment, okay?
And I may change by Tuesday, all right? I may not have any of these that I like. And I'm trying to find my desktop. And the whole thing is that there is ulterior motives within the legislature. The legislature has just gone through a special session with a complete zero for accomplishing anything except sucking up money from the taxpayers. So, Proposition 1, I am now against it. This is a small farming proposition, and it turns out that buried in the language, there are very, very few small farmers that are involved in farming inside the city limits and would be benefited by this. However, big farming and these huge new conglomerate farms will benefit greatly from the legislation. Against. Prop 2, against. Proposition 3, this is the wealth tax, and I am against that, and everybody else is. So that is the one positive 4 that has not changed. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, against. Prop 12, which is the Galveston County Treasurer. Some people are for this because it eliminates a position in the government. However, the rumor or the sayings from people within the know are that they intend to replace this elected official with a rubber stamp person that will go along with whatever the county commission says, the county judge, so that you lose any accountability to the voters by taking out this voted position. So I am now against 12 also. And then 13 and 14 are against. So it makes it really simple. Only number 3 am I going to vote for. Now, that aside, let's talk about some things. The law, the definitions, and what is a right, what's a privilege, what is a service. And these things are important that we know, and flipping pages here, we have propositions. Okay, we've already got that one. We've got to hit here, open it. All right, what is a human right? And this comes from Bastiat. The law, Frederick Bastiat was an 1800s lawyer and guy, and he did a lot of deep thinking on this. And what he said is, what then is the law? It is a collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense. That is the basis, and Matt will like this. Each of us has a natural right from God to defend his person, his liberty, and his property. These are the three basic requirements of life, and the preservation of any one of them is completely dependent upon the preservation of the other two. All right, so that was Bastiat, and law is perverted to make it legal plunder, and this is the problem with Washington and politicians, legal plunder. And you have to remember, if it's not legal for you to put a gun to somebody's head and take their money to give to whoever you want, it is not legal for the government to put a gun to your head with the IRS and take your money to give it to somebody else. That is legal plunder. So, by definition, so that quickly out of the way, what is the difference between a privilege, a service, and a right? And a right, we have in the Declaration of Independence the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What do these rights have in common? What do they require you to do so that I can have those rights? Absolutely nothing. All you have to do is stay out of my way. Now,
if we have a privilege requires someone sacrifice at least a portion of a right so another may have more. What is a privilege? Okay, hunting in the woods for the members of the court, but Robin Hood was not allowed to poach a deer in the king's forest. So the king had a privilege, and Robin Hood had to give up the right to survival and food in order for him to have that privilege. Then we have a service, and this is the one that gets so many people, and I will be quick about this to get it out. A service requires somebody else to do something for you. If you want education, a house, or free medicine, somebody has to provide a service for free. Has to be your servant, or somebody else has to pay them and be your servant so that you can have this service for, quote, quote, free. There is nothing free.
Okay, everybody, we're going to take a break. When we come back after the break, I'm going to have the Colonel reiterate which one he was in favor on the propositions, just in case somebody missed it. So we'll be back in 3 minutes.
My name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Visit thektheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thektheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rockdale, Texas, since 1947.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DACLB009432E.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
We'll be right back.
Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. Welcome back, everybody. Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host here. I've got the Colonel, my wingman. We're going to start off real quick with just a reiteration of what he's voting for. I think there was just one left, right, on the propositions?
Proposition 3, the opposition to a wealth tax or a tax on your property. And that we do not. We want a constitutional prohibition against the wealth tax, and that is a 4. Other than that, number 12, the Galveston proposition to remove the position of county treasurer. The problem with this is it is rumored, or I have heard, that they are intending to put in an unelected person into that position who has no responsibility or and cannot guard the electorate from unauthorized expenditures, and that's part of the job of the treasurer.
Colonel, we should say this, too. There's some people who can't vote on election day, and the reason for early voting is because people's schedules are this, that, or the other. And so they need to get the best information they can at the particular moment they're going to go vote. And last week when we were doing this, you were up to speed with the information you had, so people who did early voting did it a certain way. And I want to reiterate, if you did that, and now the colonel's saying something a little different, it's okay. You did the best you could with what you had at the moment. But right now, with the adjustments that the colonel sees is fitting, if you haven't voted yet, you might want to consider his thought process on how to vote.
And election day is Tuesday, 7 to 7, 7 a.m., 7 p.m. And we call this the fog of war. I think that Matt would agree with this as an Army officer, that yep. Every battle plan is good until the first shot is fired. And then you go back to doing what you have to do, what your objectives were. All right, let's go on now. I want to get back into this, into some theory, so to speak. And we've just talked about rights and privileges and service. And let's talk about now the Declaration of Independence. It said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Now, this was just a swipe at royal blood, okay, that there is no such thing as a king. You're born equal. That they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, okay? You're born with these, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Governments are not instituted to take money from one person and give it to another person. That was not the intent. Right? The First Amendment. This one is one that's probably very much confused. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Now, they did not want the federal government involved in religion. Every one of the first 13 states, almost everyone, had their own religion. And it was a Protestant or a Christian. I should say Christian, not Protestant, because Maryland was a Catholic colony. Every colony had a Christian religion. There was not a Jewish colony. There was not a Mormon colony, they hadn't existed at the time, and there was not any Islam. As a matter of fact, when Washington was president, what was the largest portion of the federal budget? The largest portion of the federal budget was paying ransom money to get back American sailors from Muslim pirates. Okay, the Muslims controlled the Mediterranean and along the African coast, going around the Cape and going to India or something, and they were hijacking or impressing Americans and making them slaves. So we were buying these back. And then the shores of Tripoli is how the song goes. And Jefferson sent a couple of boatloads of Marines to Tripoli, and they proceeded to take no names, but kick a lot of
and we won't go into this on the radio. But the moral of the story was that for 200 years, the Muslims did not mess with us anymore. Now, with our weak federal government, they're back into it full swing, and it will take. There's no doubt about it. The only thing they understand is force, and they do not negotiate. There are things. The only reason a Muslim will negotiate with you is because it's to their advantage, and as soon as it's not to their advantage, their word means nothing. Khrushchev said the same thing. There's a red-green axis. The alignment between the theocracy of Islam and the socialist or communist, where communism thinks government is God. So they share some semi-similar beliefs. They both hate capitalism. So the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And we have the red-green axis. And we have right now a demonstration in Congress by a lot of the Democrats that they are on the Islamic side. And it's creating issues. We tried to censor a Muslim, Tlaib, against her anti-Semitic comments. All the anti-Semitism, or 90% of it, goes back to Muhammad. And the Jews have always been out of favor, sort of. They've been beat up by Babylon and everybody else, but they keep coming back. And this Sharia law, the Muhammad argued with the Jews to try to get them to accept him as a prophet, and they did not. So this irritated Muhammad greatly, and he became an enemy of the Jews. And after there were two sectors of his life. The second part, he's a violent warlord, and he quit arguing and he started cutting heads off. And this is his declarations in his belief that the angel Gabriel was speaking to him and relaying from God, Allah, to him to write the Quran and to lead all of his actions. So you need to read some books on political Islam, get rid of the religious part, and find out what is being said and done. And you can do this by going to Dr. Paul Warner's website, politicalislam.com, all one written together, politicalislam.com. And he has a series of five little books that will take you through the different parts of Sharia law and the Quran and educate you. The Democrats believe, or the communists, socialists, believe that the ends justifies the means. They do not believe in the Ten Commandments, and thou shalt not bear false witness is nowhere in their doctrine. As a matter of fact, in Sharia law, Muslims are required to lie to an infidel who is a subhuman person, a non-believer.
That's only the good ones.
Well, the definition of a good Muslim and a bad Muslim?
Yes.
Okay. If you follow Muhammad, which in every aspect, which is the definition of a good slave, Muslim means slave, and if you do this, then you are a good Muslim, and you do not believe in the Constitution or any other law in the world except for Sharia law. It trumps it. You are authorized to lie and take the oath of office, even if you're a Muslim. And that goes back to the original quote that who said, you will not refer, terrorism is not to be referred to as Islamic terrorism. Who said that? Well, it was Barack Obama. And why did he say that? His father was a Muslim. Now, that's his alleged father in Malaysia. And there's some quotations of our discussion about who is his real father. And the one that he looks like is the Malaysian. If you put up the father in Malaysia that was married to his mother for a couple of years or so, then he looks exactly, almost exactly like him. So he was a Muslim, and he is authorized to say that he's a Christian and go to church occasionally to make it look good. But he acted like a Muslim.
All right, Colonel, I've got about 45 seconds here. Let me speak 25-cent terms. Ladies and gentlemen, do you want to think that you're doing the proper things just to find out that you've been given false information and you made your decisions poorly? What we're doing here, what the Colonel's doing here, is breaking it down so you have a true understanding. And he stated this very clearly last week, and I think he did this week too. He's reading off of their words, because if he does that, they can't counter him, because that's
infallible.
That's their doctrine. So what we're doing here is giving you, we're taking the sheep's clothing off to show the wolf. Did I say that right?
Yeah, that was right.
That's right. Okay. So I feel very good knowing this information so I can make better decisions, because the last thing I want to do is be had. Do you want to be had by somebody?
Is this because she was talking about naked pictures and stuff, my taking the clothes off the wolf?
All right, when we come back, we're taking a top of the hour break. When we come back, I think we're going to hit Judge Whitmire. We're going to be doing the, what is this here, the ESD? I'm dyslexic, man. I put an EDC and all this kind of stuff.
Everybody wants to say EDS. That was Ross Perot's company.
Okay. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll discuss it. We've got Mac Latimer here as well.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Herron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program, hour number two. Matt, your host here, coming from the Cox's AC Lennox Studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. Call Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. And let me tell you, nice people. Good people there.
Too bad they won't fit in my manufactured home. I can't get one.
Sorry, Colonel. Maybe they can modify it or something.
Yeah, I did. I fit one in mine. I had to take the door frame off and make the door just a little bit wider. Got it in there.
There you
and
go.
My daughter came. Carter came home first time. Her old bedroom is a spare room. They get in the back there. She came out and she goes, "It's cool in here." I'm like, "Yeah, got a bigger air conditioner." She goes, "You know, the whole time she was growing up, it was hot in her room."
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, well, you know.
I've got Judge Bill Whitmire in here, Milam County Judge Bill Whitmire. I've got Mac Latimer running for District 31. I've got the Colonel, my wingman, Shelby, in here. But right now, we're going to focus in on Milam County Judge Bill Whitmire and the alphabet here, proposition number the 50.
Emergency Services District.
Let's talk about that, because we got people saying no. We got people saying yes. We have to have a clear understanding.
And okay, well,
let me ask you one question, Bill.
Yeah.
No matter what happens,
yeah,
will we have emergency services?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that is a big thing, is people think if they vote against it, it all goes away. And I've been constant. I'm not going to tell you how to vote. You know, as a judge, judicial ethics say you're not supposed to tell people how to. So all I've done, I've gone to all but, I think, two of the town halls. They're not my town halls. They were the ESD committee's town halls. So I've been to all but two and pretty much put facts out. Now, the funny thing about that is everybody who's for it now thinks I'm against it, and everybody who's against it now thinks I'm for it, because all I'm doing is just putting the facts out. So, yes, there still will be, you know, here's the thing. County's not required to put out EMS, okay? But we've had, when Scott and White left, remember, let me say that again, because you know how I feel about Scott and White. When Scott and White left here, County had to do something. So 2005, they put, you know, they got a contract from AMR. AMR came in here, and it's the same contract. That was a contract that was renewable 5 times, 4 years each time. Where next year will be the last of those 5 times, and we're going to have to redo the contract.
Okay, let me ask a question.
Yeah.
I showed you this card that I have in my hand. It was mailed to residents, and it's political ad paid for by EMS Advisory Committee, Milam County.
Yeah.
So we have to be careful, because I just mentioned about the article that says the stuff of nightmares is here. Are you prepared? And it's sponsored by Patriot Supply. So we have to be careful with these. It's quite obvious. If some people want it, some people don't, they'll put out the literature. So we need the clear facts so people can make their own decisions besides reading a card and then saying, "Oh my gosh, I'm scared."
Yeah, the facts is we'll still have an EMS service. The you know, when I ran for office, I was against pretty much most ESDs, because the ESD language was so onerous towards folks, and it was so hard to control an ESD back, you know, 2 years ago. In 2021, they changed the legislation, okay? But here's the tricky part. Normally, when they change legislation in the State House, when does it take effect? September 1st. This didn't take effect until March 1st of this year. Why? Because there were certain counties that were still going through the process and didn't want it to change until after they went through the process in the old way. So on March 1st of this year, and I really hadn't read it since the election anyway, because it doesn't, the things don't change that much. But after the vote on May 6th, when it was, you know, it was ordered by the previous commissioner's court, it was ordered incorrectly, and so we had to go back. And we were on the fence as to whether just cancel it, let it go for a year, and then they can reapply, or whether to have another vote. It passed by 63%. So when something passes by 63%, you really need to take a careful look at it, because that's, you know, that's basically a two-thirds majority, you know. So we looked at it, and I took home 775, which is the state health code, and I started reading it, and a third of that changed on March the 1st. So before, and these are facts, I'm not telling you to vote for or to vote against it. Go get your information and vote how you think is best. But I will say this, before, when you created that ESD board, a board of directors, 5 people that's put in place by the commissioner's court, they almost had carte blanche to do anything they wanted to except raise those taxes. That had to go to a public vote. Commissioner's court had some controls, but not very much oversight. The way the law was rewritten, it's come back out. Now, essentially, the board of directors is more of a manager, and the commissioner's court actually has the control. You can remove a board member at will. You don't have to have a cause. Let's say most of the commissioner's court realizes they're doing wrong. Majority, three of the five people want to remove them. They can remove them. When they set their budget, used to be they set their budget and they went with their budget. Now when they set their budget, they got to bring it back to commissioner's court for approval. At that time, commissioner's court can say, hey, we don't like this, change this, or we want to cut this out, and then they can lower it. Those are the good parts. Another good part about it, I mean, the bad part is it's still a new taxing entity, okay? The good part is that when all these other counties gave solar companies 25, maybe 31% abatements, Milam County, previous commissioner's court, we have not had a single solar company come for a new abatement since I took office. But the previous commissioner's court gave them 50 and 55% here. And because of that, the county is somewhat penalized by that because we can't get the full tax money, which we would have had a hard time anyway because of the 3.5% increase, you know, rate. But an ESD cannot give an abatement, and it can't, and it does not accept abatements. So those, whatever that tax rate is set at, every one of those solar companies, everything out at SLR, which is the old Alcoa property, has to pay that full rate. And we're going to reach a point, if you haven't been out to Alcoa, you can go down the back road going in, and you can see all the clearing they're doing. That clearing is going to be industrial spaces. Those are going to be, the smallest buildings will be 1.2 million square feet. There's going to be 33 of them out there. And each one of those is going to have to pay that full tax rate. So, and the point being is that the ESD will be strictly about ambulance service. We've heard that, you know, the fire departments are concerned that it will envelop the fire departments. Fire departments can't be enveloped unless the board of directors for that fire department, the chiefs and their board, want to be. And then they have, that's the first step. If they say no, they can't be included.
Judge, I got to ask a question.
Yeah.
Because of who you are and the position you hold,
yeah,
you better be able to talk like you're talking.
Yeah,
you've got to have the inside baseball. But you're talking to me. And ladies and gentlemen out there in the public, you are blessed to have me as your host because I'm a 25-cent guy. Can you please talk and reiterate what you just said
yeah.
in 25-cent language for the voter that says, oh, I do this or I do this. Not that you're telling them what to do, but here's option A, here's option B, in a very clear, easy-to-understand terminology.
And that's where I was going next. The biggest thing that voters have to know is that 2024 is the last year of our previous contract. Okay, that's the last year of the coalition between Cameron, Rockdale, and the county. After that, it's going to be county because both cities have said they're not going to pay for it anymore. So it's going to be the county. We're going to have to renegotiate that contract. There are certain things that we're going to have to do because buildings have fallen apart under the old contract that are going to, anybody that comes in here, we're going to have to replace buildings. So here's kind of the short and skinny is, if the county has to fund it all on its own without an ESD, then to go from where we are right now to where we want to be is probably a 12 to 15 year proposition, meaning where we are now, where we completely contracted out to where we want to be, where we own all the equipment, we own all the buildings, and we contract the service. Okay, that's the end goal. That's a 12 to 15 year timeline getting to that. Through an ESD, you're probably looking at a 6 to 8 year timeline from point A to point B, because the first 2 years with an ESD is going to be about rebuilding certain buildings that we have to house the EMS services. If the county has to do it, you're probably looking at a 4 to 5 year timeline to get that done. And that is because, and that's because of abatements. That's also because we can only raise the county budget by 3.5%. And then we have to share that with other things. Because remember, for three, almost 4 years, our law enforcement in Milam County was neglected to the point where we couldn't get anybody to come here. You know, if you look at our job board right now, we still have openings. And we made a big deal this year when we pumped $1.2 million into that, into law enforcement in Milam County, which is what I said we would do when I got elected. And we did it. But next year is going to take probably not quite that much, but is going to take more than the normal, which is only maybe an increase of about $350,000. We're probably still going to be looking at putting another six. But if we have to fund all the EMS on top of it, that slows that whole process down, whereas an ESD frees that money up. So there are good points to the ESD. The bad point is it's still a new taxable entity, you know.
So if I was to say this is Matt speaking.
Yeah.
My personal opinion based on the information I receive, I would say no to it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that do.
And let the county take control of it. I got 1 minute.
There's a lot of people that do, and that's what I've said. Look, this isn't an open-ended debate because Tuesday we'll have an answer, and we'll proceed. And we're already working with entities on contracts so that if it doesn't pass, then we're ready to go there. If it does pass, then they're ready to go there. There's a lot of good aspects to it. There's some bad aspects to it also. And you just have to go do your due diligence, find out what's best and what you agree with the most. And you know what? There's good people that are for it, and there's good people that are against it, you know, on both sides of the house. And I can't tell you how I voted. The nurse won't tell you how she voted.
Yeah, that's right.
So, because it's really not, you know, I can go out there and cheerlead for something and try to get everybody to vote for it. But that's against the state judicial ethics code. So.
Judge, got to go to a hard break. When we come back, we'll continue on. 254-697-6633. If you have a call pertaining to this topic, give us a call. Feel free to do so. We run a tight schedule here, and we got to move on. So we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Are you looking for something fun to do? Then you need to check out the K Theater in Rockdale. For movies, for concerts, live theater, or talk to us about your private rental needs. Call or text Brian Beard for details at 512-470-4343. The K Theater, located at 350 North Main Street in downtown Rockdale. Or go to thektheater.com. Or find us on Facebook at K Theater.
Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. We're having a... this is a different show today because it's all basically focused on the same kind of topics. Others like CJ, let's see, who was I supposed to have here with? CJ was supposed to be here today, but he's out of town, so we're going to have him in next week. And so we would have had topics based on what he does and all that. So this is kind of neat that we're all blending in, especially with Election Day on Tuesday. I've got Mac Latimer here running for District 31 against John Carter, and I had asked him to come in. I've talked to a lot of people who are felons. He says, what does it take to get my rights back? And we're talking felons that we're not talking heinous rape, burglary, gun related. We're talking just you got busted with some pot, man, and they thought it was more than you should have had, and you got a felony. So you get out, you do your time, you did the crime, you served the time, you should be clean slate. And let me make one last comment, Matt.
Yep.
Just 2 days ago, I watched Gunsmoke, and Matt Dillon put in prison some dude for 8 years, and the guy comes out, and he's got a grudge against Matt. And Matt's telling him, look, you know you did the crime. You served the time. The books are balanced. Start your life over. And I'm like, exactly. But we don't do that here. We don't have that. So Matt,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, and that's actually one of the things that spirals people down into this prison cycle, right? They so they do a crime, right? And now we have a million felonies out there, right? It used to be only 7 felonies, and a felony used to be a thing like, oh my gosh, you just did something horrible.
Throw the key away.
Yeah. Now, if you accidentally dress up like a postman on Halloween because you think that's funny, that's actually a felony. So, which is just absolutely ridiculous.
Having a gun in your car on the post office parking lot or in the VA parking lot.
Right. That's a felony. So a lot of these, so when we're talking about people that commit felonies, there are people who, you know, have done some pretty innocent things. Done things that we've all done, right? Like, I've never dressed up as a postman, right? That sounds ridiculous. But yeah, anyway. So we're going into this, and this is called collateral consequences. That's the legal jargon term. And it's rights that you lose after you get convicted of a felony. And I want to focus on the federal laws here because I'm running for Congress, which is a federal office, obviously. And there's the big one that kind of we all think of in this room, and that's losing your gun rights, right? It's the felon with a firearm is the huge thing. And like, if you're a felon, when you get out, you still have the right to defend yourself, right? Like, when you're probably actually living in a pretty bad neighborhood because, you know, no one wants to rent to a felon unless they're a slumlord.
That's the other thing too, Mac. Getting a job is difficult.
Yep.
Getting apartments are difficult, or housing or loans, whatever.
Yeah, so you're probably in a pretty bad place, and you need a gun to not only protect yourself but your family. And your family also loses their right to have a firearm in their house because you're in that house. So this is a crazy thing that happens. And it's the terrible part of it is it's blanket. It's all felonies at the federal law is all felonies make you lose your gun rights forever. Now, Texas has a law that says after 5 years after you get out of jail, then you can have a firearm in your house. But the federal law comes down on top of that and says, oh, no. You can't do that.
How does a Texas felony bleed into a federal felony?
Yeah, so that's the problem constitutionally. So constitutionally, there are only 2 laws that the federal government is allowed to make criminal punishment for. And that's counterfeiting laws, and that's mail fraud. And that sounds really weird, but go read the Constitution. It's in there. It's strange. But long time ago, I'm not going to go into the whole history.
That was not the job of the federal government.
Right.
The federal
right.
government was to be in external affairs and to stay out of state affairs.
Yeah, police powers were supposed to be state level. But, you know, with the creation of the FBI and Herbert Hoover and all of this, like, federal government massive overgrowth, we started having these federal crimes. And so while this is not constitutional, I mean, pragmatically, it's still there, right? The Supreme Court hasn't said anything about it. And so, honestly, like, what we need is we need Congress to step in and say, no, we're repealing that law.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Another person that I know in politics.
Yes.
I asked the same question.
Yeah.
I was told there's actually a position in government that mm-hmm. is designated specifically for felons to get their rights back. However, they don't fund the position. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yeah, and that's on the state level. So, yes, it's really complicated, and I'm not an expert on state constitutional law. I'm just not. But, yes, there is. It's in the Pardons and Paroles office. But they've been getting better at it over the last 5 to 7 years. But yeah, that position still doesn't exist.
So the poor guy or gal who's got a felony fills out all the paperwork, sends right. it to the office, and there's a stack a mile high because nobody's being
exactly
in the position.
Exactly. And the crazy thing is the blanket nature of this. So if I'm a judge and I'm like, okay, and you're convicted of a felony, I'm, you know, sentencing you to what I think is a fair punishment, then I can say, okay, you get this amount of years in jail, but that judge doesn't have the right to say, oh, and you get your firearm rights back, like you get your Second Amendment's rights back after so many years, right? So there's a Supreme Court case right now. It's Raimondi versus the United States, and it's this guy who has been arrested like 5 or 6 times, all for using a gun to shoot people, right?
And obviously, I don't favor that.
Right, right. But a judge can look at that and say, look, I'm sorry, you've forfeited your right to have a gun. You keep shooting people that aren't attacking you or stuff like that. And some of them are domestic abuse situations and some are other situations.
The real
situations.
Question is, why does he keep getting out?
Yeah, that is the real question. Absolutely. By the time you've done, you know, shot five innocent people, you should probably be in jail for the rest of your life. But yeah, and so
we should be shortened artificially by the government.
Right, right. And so we should, A, push this down to the states, because this is a state-level issue, and the federal government should not be in it. Like, if California wants to do some crazy thing, I can't even think of what they would do, then let them, and let Texas do the right thing and give people their firearm rights back if they're a nonviolent felon.
And they're all coming here anyway.
Okay, a big question with your conversation is this. Okay, that's a great idea, Mac.
Yeah.
How does it get started? Because you're doing a 20 million things. Other
right.
people are doing 20 million things that are absolutely necessary and important.
Yeah.
But this is another one. So how do we get it started? How does the concept idea get put out there? How does it grow favor? How does it grow momentum to get something done with it?
Yeah, so there are actually two huge coalitions that are trying to fight for this. And one is on the very, very, very far right of Second Amendment absolutionist, right, which I would put myself somewhere in that vicinity. And some is actually on the mid-left of people who are criminal justice reformers, right, is what they call themselves. And they're worried about, hey, you know what? I don't want this guy to go back to jail just because he was carrying a firearm to defend his family, or just because he kept a firearm in the home, or his wife kept a firearm in the home, or, you know, whoever.
So there could be a stipulation. Yeah, okay, you can have the firearm at home for self-defense.
Right.
But you can't carry it outside. But then again, you're
yeah, you got to defend yourself outside, too. Yeah, so that's the coalition, though, that you can get. It's actually one of the few things that I think could still get bipartisan support in these days, is you can get your House conservative, your House Freedom Caucus people with your kind of, I know there aren't any more Blue Dog Democrats, but there are non-AOC Democrats out there, and you could actually, yeah, ridiculous, and you could actually get this done, and You bill it as, look, this is federalism. We're pushing this down to states. Let the states decide, you know, what their policy is. And then the states, like, I would love Texas to give this discretion to a judge. And then the judge can say, no, look, you shot your girlfriend in a house in a domestic dispute. We're taking your gun rights away for X amount of years. Or say, yeah, you know, we're speeding 20 miles an hour over the speed limit or whatever it is. I'm not going to take your gun rights away, or something completely unrelated to gun rights. And this can also be applied to the other rights you lose, right? At a federal level, there's only a few, right? There's political rights, which is like voting, holding office, stuff like that. You can give discretion to judges in that case. And then on the other side, there are licensure, which, you know, I don't think the federal government should be licensing anybody anyway. And that goes into banking regulations. But that's a whole nother topic.
1 minute, just so you know, before we go to a break.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, my philosophy on this thing is goes back to federalism. And we have put so much power in the hands of the federal government that what the federal government does is take away rights. It's really what it does. And we need to get away from that and build coalitions to fight for freedom.
Okay, we got a call. Let's take it cold real quick.
It looks kind of like a funky number. I'm not sure that's going to be a real person.
Okay, no problem. How much time I got before the break?
You have 20 seconds.
20 seconds, okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I got Milan County Judge Bill Whitmire in here. I've got Mac Latimer in here, the Colonel, and we've got a whole bunch more stuff on the table. We'll crisscross on the conversations, but I've got a lot more I want to go over, and we'll take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. The number is 254-697-6633.
Is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850. Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. program coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most of energy efficient units you can buy. Ask Bill. Right? You put one in your home, you made the door wider, put one in, right?
Yeah, made the door wider, took the whole thing apart, kind of shocked the nurse a little bit. The door
wider. Rip it open.
Yeah.
But how do you fix that?
You put a new door frame in.
It looks good. Works. Door shuts. Everything looks good.
And Bill, you know David.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
I had to do that to put in a train system.
Call Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. They're a fantastic supporter of the program. David and the family, fantastic. Great product, great service. So check them out, okay? All right, everybody. Follow me here now. Let's see if I can put it in order. I'll do this one first because I thought about this before. This is an opinion piece, and the headline reads, Middle East Defense Alliances could create a domino effect similar to World War I. Y'all familiar with World War I?
Yeah, it's just one of those small wars at the beginning of the 20th century.
So, Duke Ferdinand,
started by the Democrats.
Duke Ferdinand gets shot, assassinated, but because of all the alliances, it brought everybody into the World War.
Yep, okay? Absolutely.
So here we have this situation going on with Israel. You got Syria, who's friends with Iran. Iran's friends with Russia. Russia's friends with Syria. You've got Turkey now favoring it. All these different alliances. And then you got the United States and Israel. We got a mess on our hands.
Okay. We've got Islam. They are talking Hezbollah and Hamas and other terrorist, quote, organizations. What these are good Muslims. They are following the written law of the Sharia law as quoted by Muhammad. And or as remembered and written down by the scribes that say he said this, or people who say they witnessed it. So it's go ahead, Matt.
Yeah. So basically, what we have here, I actually think is a lot more pragmatic, and it's these countries saying, "Oh, I'm going to have these weird alliances with people." So actually, when I was deployed to Syria, we saw this a lot. So we had Turkey, who was aligned with the U.S., was against the SDF, who was also aligned with the U.S., and was for, like, friends with Russia, who is aligned with the regime, who is fighting Turkey. So you have all of these weird entangling alliances
you got to watch out for Turkey. It's got a large army. It's not as sophisticated, but they got a lot of conventional stuff that can cause a lot of problems north of the situation.
Absolutely. And
they're asking for our support and to buy more F-16s.
Yeah, and we talk about, like, Iran having Hezbollah and, like, funding terrorists and stuff like that. But really, Turkey is, too. Turkey is funding al-Nusra. Turkey is funding HTS. Turkey is funding, which, if you don't, just think al-Qaeda and the northern.
Fund terrorism, absolutely. Jihad.
Well, let's put in some connections. Iran, Russia, China. Iran and Yemen. Iran and Lebanon. Iran and Syria. I mean, it gets messy.
Yeah.
But you know what's funny? About three years ago, President Trump had peace agreements, had the Abraham Accords, had countries who were opposed to Israel now being friendly in peace treaties, and look what has happened in 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's honestly the best thing Donald Trump did, right, was the Abraham Accords and going down that path. And when you have...
For a Jew to put his face on a placard...
Yeah,
that's incredible. It's nothing against Jew. Don't misunderstand me. But Jews are very like you better prove it. you better be good, you schmuck.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's about negotiating, but it's also about strength. The Middle East is about power and strength, and that is what they respect and nothing else.
And that is as long as a treaty with a Muslim will last, as long as they are in an inferior position.
Right.
When they get the upper hand, they will attack and kill you.
Absolutely.
This is the example Muslims set with Medina.
Bill, you want to add?
Yesterday. What happened yesterday with Hezbollah? What did their leader do?
He declared war on us.
He backed way the hell off of a lot of his rhetoric because all of a sudden there's two carrier groups right off the coast, and then the Israelis moved another whole regiment up there. And he's like,
article. That must be a dated article then.
Yeah, it was just this morning. Okay. He came out and he backed off of a lot of stuff because all of a sudden he realized he's about to get his fanny paddled pretty good.
Oh, and the Israelis
and the thing is, here's the thing. They all talk that military rhetoric, that Muslim rhetoric, until they realize, this might cost me my life or my position.
The problem is,
and then they back way ahead. What happened with Gaddafi when we bombed him?
I get that, but the problem is this. I totally agree with what you just
said.
But
it goes back to what Max said, the strength. You got to be strong in there. You got to hit them.
Okay, but we're missing one point, a mistake. Yes, he's pushing for war against the United States and all these different alliances. Yes, it's a lot of rhetoric and saber rattling, but you make one mistake, Duke Ferdinand gets shot as an equivalent, you got World War III.
And?
So that's what we got to worry
about. It's coming anyway.
Okay, which brings me to this article.
You can stand there and put your head on the rock and practice it like Mary Elizabeth, Queen Mary, or somebody of England.
Since you brought it up, tell me what you think about this.
But that's why they respected Trump. When Iran did what they did, what they do, they went and killed Soleimani. You know, you cut the head off the snake.
They sent a scud to an empty part of the desert.
It goes what I told you. You don't form a committee on how to kill the snake. You just kill the snake.
Okay, which brings me to this headline. This is an opinion piece. World War III is inevitable. Every time economies falter, the globals plunge the world into catastrophic war. So first of all, before we get into discussion, you've got the legitimate Palestinian-Israeli issue. Okay?
Yeah.
That's one thing. But you got people behind the curtains playing the game, and they're working the economies. Oh, well, we can't look like we're to blame, so let's go to war. When everybody goes to war, they want peace. It's a Hegelian dialectic. Problem, reaction, solution. They're causing a problem. They know what the reaction is, but they're going to have a solution altogether. So what do you think about that? Are we going to war based on economies?
So I would say war is not inevitable, and I'm a little bit of an optimist. That's why I'm running for office. But if we, in this election, if we elect people that will actually show the strength that I was talking about, right? Say, hey, we are 100% with Israel, right? Not Biden saying, there are good people on both sides, right? None of that stuff.
Mac, do you say that because of the Christian aspect of it?
No.
Or do you say that because of just the geopolitical spectrum?
So I would call myself an anti-war realist is what I call myself. And like my values come from my Christianity, absolutely, but this is not about that. This is about pragmatism, right? This is about, hey, war is going to break out. War has been happening between Iran and Saudi Arabia for the past 50 years.
Let me just add something for clarification. I'm saying that because our faith says you support Israel. If you don't, those who don't, you're having trouble. So is that one of the reasons why we're supporting Israel, or is there some other reason?
That is why I support Israel, right? That's why I do in my heart. But there's also other reasons, and that's what I'm saying.
It's
and
because
that's
they're right. The alternative is to let Islam run rampant, and as soon as they push from the river to the sea, then they're coming here because for you and me, because we are Christians, all right? And that they've sworn to kill all of us unless we convert, we recite the Shahada, or accept Islam.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
There's no alternative.
And where World War III is going to come from is going to be the Cold War between Iran and Saudi Arabia.
You know what's sad? We know it's coming. But that's the sad statement here. We know World War III is coming. We're almost talking it into existence.
Yeah.
China, arguably the world's largest power right now, is faltering. Their economy is in total shambles. They have empty buildings and complete cities, you know, that they've manufactured to keep people employed and printing money, and now they've got all this empty stuff. But they've also, their health system, they have multiple viruses going through their population right now, the white lung disease, they call it, because they show up for an MRI or a CAT scan, and their lungs are white with little black pockets of necrosis. But all these, they're warning the population about biowarfare. They're creating an enemy, so they got something to divert the attention of the people away from their failed economy. The CCP, is the Chinese Communist Party, is out of favor in China.
Yeah.
And they're 1% of the population or less.
Okay, let's bring this back home.
Yeah.
You've got the situation going on with Israel and Hamas. You've got China, Russia. You've got the southern border wide open. You had Hamas come into Israel and did what they did. We've got combat-ready individuals of proper age by the hundreds of thousands coming into this country.
Yes.
We have FBI Director Ray saying we've got cells who have already done attacks. Yeah, that means cells, okay? That have already done attacks. What does that mean for the American population? What do we do? What does the American people do? If they're listening to us as a beacon of direction, what do we tell them?
Yeah, so you want to support people in government who do two things. One, we need to stop being the American police, right? Or the world's police, right? Like that's what we need to stop doing, and we need to actually pull out from a lot of places in the world. But this sounds contradictory, but it's not. We need a very strong military and a very clear message that, hey, if you invade Israel, if you invade Taiwan, you're not going to win. And that is the big thing. We need to pull out of our 750 overseas military bases.
I want to make a comment to that. Yeah. This is my personal opinion.
Yeah.
If we have brothers and sisters in uniform who've shed their blood to conquer some area, I ain't giving it up. I don't want to just go anywhere else, though. I don't want to increase it.
That's what we made Israel do. We made them give up the West Bank. That was one of these negotiated
things. If we spill our blood, I own it. We'll be back in three.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. The number here, 254-697-6633, if you got a question or comment pertaining to the current stuff we're talking about. Until a call like that comes in, we're moving on to another topic that I want to bring up. I mentioned this a long time ago. Senator Daines, Republican Montana, representative from Montana, to the rest of the GOP field, drop out, coalesce behind Trump for president. What do you think about that? I said this when it after the first debate. I said, y'all need to just go home. Y'all, none of you, you didn't even need to show up at the first debate because you're bought and paid for. Let me clarify. The only reason you're up on that platform is because you've got major donors supporting you to be on that platform, which means Nikki or DeSantis or whoever else it is. You know, I'm giving you a lot of money. I'm expecting to get some results here. Trump goes, screw that. I'm doing it on my own. This is who I am. This is what I want. This is what I'm going to do. You know who he is. It's the same thing with Elon Musk. I'd vote for Elon Musk before I'd vote for anybody else. Just because he can do it himself, he's not bought and paid for. You may not like what he says, but the point is, if I'm going to get screwed, at least I know he's going to do it like the way he said he's going to do it. So what do you think about this? Should everybody just drop out?
Look, I actually think primaries make us stronger. Whether it's, you know, Trump or whoever, I actually think Trump's getting stronger in this primary than he would without the primary. And
yeah, but after a certain point, Mac, doesn't it get to the point where people, if they can't see it by now,
yeah,
the ones who are undecided, listen, all you undecided people, you need to get your head out of your fourth point of contact. All you undecided people, if you can't figure it out by now, please don't freaking vote.
Yeah, and so, yes, people should absolutely have an opinion by now, but I think it's something like 41% of the Republican electorate doesn't.
What are you talking about?
So 41% of the Iowa voting electorate has not made a decision on who to vote for, and that's kind of crazy.
It's going to be decided by a third of the people. I said this all the time. The country's divided by three. First third is they're totally damned. They're going to go that route.
Yep.
The other third is people who think like us, but they want to get off their fourth point of contact to do. Can I say ass on the air? But can I say it?
Yes.
They won't get off their ass and do anything.
Yeah, that's a word. You just have B word, the D word.
And then the last third are those who are engaged.
Yeah, but there's a third candidate now. And there's that third middle ground.
Let's talk about that. How's that going to mess stuff up?
And he's picking up ground. And the hard part to determine is, where is he picking up the most ground from that center left or that center right?
2-1 from,
you know?
I'm sorry, Colonel. I think he's going to do both.
Well, he's going to do both, but the thing I was just reading is that Robert Kennedy Jr. is picking up 2-1 from Trump.
Here's the thing.
That's the thing is I think when he went independent, a lot of people thought he was going to pick up from.
He's going to be another Ross Perot.
Look, if he's taken away from Biden, he's shot. They're going to take him out, just like
every
other candidate.
That's the reason they denied Secret Service.
They're
trying to pass a message to him.
Oh, this is not good. This is not good, man. This is not good.
So yeah, that's the big problem we have. I actually don't think the people staying in the primary are the big problem. Look, if you run for president, you're an egomaniac. I'm sorry, you are. That it just, like, you have to be at some point. And these people think they're, you know, God's gift to humanity, and they're not going to drop out, which actually makes me like Pence a little more for having the realization that he's not God's gift to humanity, and he actually dropped out.
He's an extremely weak leader.
You think he's realized he alienated a few people on January the 6th when he didn't do his job?
Yeah, just a few. But yeah, like, especially, you know, this is also the Republican Party's fault, right? Because you have these debates, and they're inching up the requirement for the debate. Ramp it up. Like, absolutely ramp it up. If you didn't get more than 2% of the vote after the first one, like, you should ramp it up to 5%. And then the next debate, ramp it up to 10%. And the next debate, ramp it up to 20%. Either the field will winnow, or we'll eventually just have one person on stage. And that's what we need to talk about.
But it's not, but you're right, Mac, but it's not about the politics. It's not about the campaign. Right. It goes back to the same thing and everything else. It's about money.
Yeah.
It's about money. If you only have four candidates, it should only been really five people on that first stage. That's it. Yeah. It should have only been five people on that first stage.
Bill, you
but you don't make the money unless you keep whittling. If you start with five, where do you go from there? By the third debate, now you're at two or three people, and you can't have seven, eight, nine of those debates. So,
Bill, we have discussed conspiracy theories on this program before, and there are tons of them out there. The ones I attach myself to are the ones that I believe and I've studied and all this kind of stuff. So here's one I want to throw your way, and I think you'll agree. The people behind the curtain of this country who run this country, I think, are major corporations.
Yeah.
Because the corporation says, I need a policy set. I'm going to pay off this elected official so he'll make the rules and the laws go in my favor. So it's really a matter, like you said, the money. And the conspiracy theory is, it's people up with power, influence, and money who pay off politicians who are weak or crooked and make it done for sordid gain. Did I lose anybody?
I don't think that's a conspiracy theory.
Some people will say that, though.
That's politics.
The massive power of the investment funds. Here we have, I think, Blackwater that invests a whole lot of retirement funds. People in those funds do not care how the board is selected for the corporation. They just want to throw some money in there and have somebody make money for them. So BlackRock, or whatever this name of this country is, it votes as it wants to vote on all of the boards and everything based on the shares that it is controlling for all the people in the investment and the retirement funds and stuff. So it gives them tremendous power. And they're putting all these socialists into the boards. And then we get to corporations going woke and wondered what happened. They don't represent their true owners. They represent the big funds that consolidate the votes and care to show up at the meetings.
Yeah, absolutely. But also, like, bring this back to my race, right? Like, go on, you know, Open Secrets or whatever FEC site you want to, and look at who donates to John Carter. It's not people, right? He has a handful of actual people who are supporters. He has PACs from Raytheon and Lockheed Martin and Honeywell.
Government contract.
And that's the thing, right? So that's part of the reason our military is going as crazy as it is right now, is because these congressmen are saying, like, oh yeah, I'm pro military, absolutely. I'm gonna give these, you know, people that gave me money, I'm gonna give them big government contracts. Let's pay to play.
Well, that's what Carter says openly. I'm a big contractor man. I bring back money to the contractors who own Bell County.
All right, let me make a comment here, and you guys and gal can just interject when you want to. President Trump is the only person who can fix this country. And let me tell you why I said that. Because the way the political system set up and his position in it at the moment, compared to those others who are in, air quote, line, is the only person who's got the onions and the patriotism and the freedom of decision, because he pays his own way, to correct it. He has 4 years of history of doing fantastic work. But I will add this to what I just said. After he gets elected in 2024 and he serves his term, he needs to go away. He's a Churchill. We need him right now, but then he needs to go away into pasture. And we need to unite as a body of people, Democrats, independents, Republicans, God bless America, keep the standards of life secure so that we can do whatever the hell we want to do.
Well, I say that the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, will stop at nothing to keep Trump from being elected.
I can understand why.
He hurt China really badly when he cut off their $500 billion of
farm.
What
do you call it when it comes to, in?
Imports.
Intelligence and industrial secrets.
So I actually want to challenge the frame, and I want to say that whoever's president cannot save the government and save the country. And this is why, right? Trump had a lot of things that he did by executive order to do the right thing for the first 4 years he was in. And Biden demolished that on day one when he signed his
1,500 pages or so.
Right, right. His insane amount of executive orders. What we need is we need to elect good conservatives to the Senate and to Congress. Because what blocked us from repealing Obamacare?
I know, but that,
it
that
wasn't
is,
Trump.
That's a long-term issue. Okay.
No, you're absolutely right.
We're talking, how many months now to November?
Right, yeah.
12 months?
Yep.
So we got to get a guy in there, Trump, who, man, knocks down bodies, gets it straight, and has somebody under the wing like a DeSantis. I said, DeSantis, you're not ready for national platform, but you'll be a good VP. Shut up, get groomed, learn it, get Trump in there for 4 years, get DeSantis. Kristi Noem, I like Kristi Noem, but she wasn't ready to do a national platform.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a break. I got to take a top of the hour break, Colonel.
Yeah, CFR, 95% of the people are against Trump. In the staff above GS-13, 95% are Democrats.
And one more thing, ladies and gentlemen, to be clear, it's not a love fest for Trump. It's the acknowledgement of this host, Matt, your host, that says he's the best guy for the job at the moment. We'll be back. Rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325 star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Branch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Branch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
The award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number ACLB009432E.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
High Cap Mission Radio Program, hour number 3. Matt, your host, coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy-efficient units you can buy. Give them a call, Cox's Heating and AC, at 254-697-4252. Don't forget, we're simulcasting right here at 105.1 FM The Ranch. Also at KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. If you got a question pertaining to the topic at hand, 254-697-6633. All programs are put into podcast form, and you can check them out at Podbean, Spotify, Apple. And we got over like 7,600 downloads already and climbing, so add to it. I want to thank all the sponsors, private donors, subscribe to the YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, the whole works. I've got my wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown, Milam County Judge Bill Whitmire. I've got Mac Latimer running for District 31 against John Carter in the studio. Shelby Meyer, my board operator, you, the listening audience, and we're having a great time. Okay, let's change the topic here. FBI Director Wray, grilled by Congress, reveals Iranian sleeper cell assassins in U.S. have made attempts to kill Americans and could attack. Let me read a little bit into the article. It's a very short article. Wray revealed during a congressional hearing on Tuesday that Iran has made assassination attempts against high-ranking current and former U.S. government officials, including right here on American soil. This is the FBI director saying this. During his Tuesday live show, I got this from InfoWars, he explained the American deep state is prepared to either allow Iran to attack or say Iran attacked. And I agree. Of course, we have here... it's time to be concerned, he says. We are in a dangerous period. The gaps in our intelligence are real, and it's something that we have concerns about. It is time for vigilance. If you see something, say something. That's coming from Director Chris Wray. Where do you go with that?
Yeah, so actually, this is the same problems that we actually had before 9/11, right? We have, one, the people in intelligence positions are... you know, bureaucrats at best and ideologues at worst, right? And then, but you also have this fragmented intelligence operation, right? You have the CIA, the DIA, you have military intelligence, you have the NSA, you have all of these fragmented intelligence agencies, and they don't communicate with each other.
Like Matt Latimer, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did Israel... and the United States really not know Hamas was going to attack? Or did the United States say this will be a great distraction and Israel said this is one way to get them out of here? Yeah. That's how you have to think.
Yeah.
So when the intelligence, you talk about intelligence, can you believe they didn't have the intelligence to know what was going on such a major attack from three directions?
Yeah, I probably not. I'm not going to say, you know, absolutely one way or the other, because I don't do that unless I have facts. But yeah, the evidence suggests that. Let's just
evidence
say.
Suggests it.
Yeah.
If it walks like a duck, if it sounds like a duck, if it quacks like a, you know.
It's Joe Biden.
Yeah, but Israel actually has probably the best intelligence apparatus in the world.
I'm thinking Netanyahu goes, there was a report out there too that he delayed about 4 to 5 hours. He says, "Let them cause havoc because we're going to rain fire on them."
Well, we have to go back to the fact that the CIA is totally corrupt. We know that from its history. That the CIA station chief in Saudi Arabia that brought the 19 hijackers over was John Brennan, and after they brought him over here, John Brennan came back to the States and was in a position where he could keep them in flight school till they finished their training to complete their mission.
I remember that.
And then he advised President Bush to let the Saudi Arabians and stuff fly home the 2 days that the entire United States air system was shut down. The only planes flying were the Saudis going home, fleeing this country. And then Brennan went on to become the head of the CIA, back now two places. But we cannot trust anything the CIA says. And I think it's the same way with the DIA and the FBI and the National Security Agency, they are corrupted by the CFR.
You know, Colonel, you're saying this, and it reminds me of a conversation I had just the other day about 9/11, about when the Pentagon got hit. Look, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out when a plane hits a building like the World Trade Center, you can see where the wing impact is. And then when you look at the Pentagon and you see the impact there, and when you see the video, let me explain something. I was in a media business. I had access to all of it. I saw the camera. I saw what hit the Pentagon. It was not an aircraft. So you got this intelligence agency that's going to lie, cheat, and steal because it's owned and operated by a nefarious system to make you think it's certain things going on. In reality, it's not, just so you'll be swayed to do one thing or the other.
I reserve the right to disagree with you about the Pentagon because I have acquaintances that were in the Pentagon when it was hit, and some of the recovery efforts, and they found the engines of the airplane inside the building, and it cut down light poles as it went through the parking lot. The wings did.
Okay. So, did you see the video?
I didn't saw.
I saw the video.
I don't know what video you're referring
to. It's the one security camera on the Pentagon that was working. It had a clear shot to where the impact was. It shows clearly what it was. But, okay, I'm the crazy guy. It was more like a small, it was almost like a missile. If you look at the impact on a steel building at 9/11 World Trade Center and you see the impact of the building and then you look at the impact of an aircraft hitting the Pentagon, sorry, it don't add up. And the only reason I'm bringing this up is because you have people in the intelligence community have to put it out there in the public to make you think one way so you'll support what they're doing.
And
I don't have facts other than what I saw.
Yeah, so I'd like to move on from this to talk about like what the intelligence agency's role is today, right? And what we've done is we've taken an apparatus that was designed to look at foreign threats, right? And we've actually, like, I want to talk about the other side of it, and that's how they use these systems to actually spy on domestic, like, American citizens here. And that's crazy.
Now, the question is why? It's because people, when they're spying on you to see, oh, this one is aware.
Right.
This one knows we're BSing them.
Right. Yeah. Like, it's, you look at the terrorist watch list, right? You can put someone on the terrorist watch list without any due process. And you can deny their right to fly, right? You can deny their right to freely travel. And that's not okay. And then we have these FISA courts who
lie
and rubber stamp everything, and they're not in the public record,
and there was no penalty. Nothing has happened. This was supposed to be an extreme penalty if you lied to the FISA court or you did something like that,
right?
And nothing has happened to any of the people that lied to the FISA court,
right? And during investigations in some of those things, they look at the warrant request and it turns out they copy and pasted the evidence for multiple people when they went and got these, you know, so-called warrants.
You know, it's interesting. You guys are looking at me like I got two heads. And I get that from a lot of people.
Yeah.
But you know what? I can't tell you how many times I'm right.
Yeah. You might be. I know a guy who saw the plane.
I was in the media. I don't want to keep going there. I'm just saying, look, sometimes when the person's shouting on the mountaintop, they're telling you the truth.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's true.
Well, and we also have World War II started by FDR after he badgered the Japanese in every possible way to force them to attack. And we set up a bait trap in Honolulu at Pearl Harbor to draw them in. We moved the fleet from San Diego out there, and we lined up all the old obsolete battleships to make a nice target. And nobody still, the Democrats will not admit that FDR is treasonous.
All right, to finish up this segment, I got like 2 or 3 minutes of this segment. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Based on our conversation, FBI Director Wray, grilled by Congress, reveals Iranian sleeper assassins in the U.S. have made attempts to kill.
Yeah.
Is it true? Is Wray being honest for once, or is he doing it in a manipulative manner? How do you know anymore?
I mean, he's absolutely doing it in a manipulative manner.
So what's the purpose?
And that's what we don't know, right? And look at the history of the FBI. The history of the FBI was literally founded by, you know, J. Edgar Hoover. And it was so he had an organization where he could get political dirt on people so he could leverage that to get whatever he wanted done. Like, the FBI has this history. Now, I have no earthly idea what Ray's agenda is here, but what we have to talk is we have to talk, okay, how do we reform this? And actually, I think we move away from federal law enforcement agencies. There are very few law enforcement functions that the federal government should be doing, and we should consolidate those all in one entity. It used to be the Secret Service, right, whose job was, you know, currency investigating counterfeiting. Right, and I think the U.S. Marshals are another or possible candidate for that. They actually have a pretty good track record and very, very low
corruption.
But yeah, that's what we need to be talking about. How do we reform this system so the corruption and the, you know, conspiracies, for lack of a better term, stop?
All right, we're going to take a break. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to clarify, my thoughts are my thoughts. Does not mean the gentleman or the lady in the room agree with my thoughts. I'm telling you, as the host of this program, it's my thoughts. Like the bogus piece of crap announcement before this program is basically the same thing. Let me tell you this, though. I do my homework. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your neutrino feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Thank you.
Mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. If you're watching his Facebook Live, you get to hear a little bit of the inside scoop, what's going on. If you don't, check it out. 254-697-6633 if you want to call pertaining to the current topics on hand. And let's go to, let's do an adjustment here. Gentlemen, young lady, Biden regime deploys heavy machinery to lift razor wire for a massive mob of illegals at Rio Grande. Somehow, these large groups of migrants are informed about the place and time when the forklifts rise the barbed wire to cross in groups.
5,000 coming up now, the last group.
Hello? You're running for, you know, Congress.
Yeah, yeah, Let's
talk about it.
And so, actually, what's crazy is just a few weeks ago, the Biden administration tried to claim, they're like, oh, yeah, we're building the border wall, all this stuff, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then they're doing this at other parts of the border wall.
They cut the wire twice.
Yeah. Yeah,
Abbott replaces it twice, and now instead of cutting, well, we won't cut it, we'll just raise it up.
Right, well, which is...
How many times does somebody have to lie to you before you consider them a liar?
Yeah.
Well, how many times do you have to be kicked? It reminds me of the Peanuts cartoon where she's holding the football for him, you know?
Every time. I'm not going... Here's the declaration that I'm not going... to move the football. He's like, well, you got a contract. And she's like, the thing is, it wasn't notarized.
Yeah, but that's the thing. And so we have seen Biden in office for, what, 50 years now? 42, something like that? Yeah. And every single time he moves the ball. Yeah. That's what it is. Like, he will tell you, like, straight-faced that...
he's not even a good liar.
Yep.
I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah.
Wait. He doesn't always lie.
He doesn't know the
difference.
I mean,
when he was talking about working in a convenience store and stuff like that, I think he was being as honest as he could be right there. It was the wrong way to approach it, but...
What about when he's in the pool and his hair is floating and the kids would just stroke the hair down?
Hey, that's why I started going to the barber I go to now.
Yeah, and Corn Pop is my favorite.
Good friend Corn Pop.
Yeah, but like, this is the crazy thing. He tells us who he is by his actions, but that's also every politician. We have so many people out there, so many politicians and elected officials that'll tell you one thing and then vote the other, who will tell you one thing but then advocate for the other.
I cannot remember what the name of this lady was.
Uh-huh.
She was the wife of a quarterback of a football team. I think it was in Florida. It was the school board, Colonel. We did this on the other show. And she goes, there was real bad stuff going on. I think it was maybe pornography in the libraries, a children's book. And the lady goes, and let's just make up the names. The board members are, Mary, I know who you are, and I know where you live. John, you too, I know where you live. And so-and-so and so-and-so, you people are making these decisions, which are disgusting. I know who you are. I'm going to tell everybody about you. It's all grassroots. You get these people in higher politics. Look, Mac Latimer, he's small-time, grassroots right now. He gets elected by the grassroots. He's up there in national politics. We need to keep a check on him. I got my feet on your coattails, okay?
Yeah,
fire under your rear.
And this is actually bringing it back to the primary process. This is the reason that you should be actively involved in the primary process, because the primary process is how we keep elected officials accountable.
The primary process is the full menu. You get to choose what you want to eat. You don't wait until supper time when the first round of people have selected two items off the menu for you to pick between for dinner.
Yeah.
So you go in there and make some selections. And it requires putting some self into self-government.
Yeah, absolutely.
He did the bit on that.
George Calls?
Is that it? He's like, you think you've got a choice, but your choice is chosen for you.
Yeah.
They give you the illusion of freedom.
That's right.
But you're not really free.
Well, that's the presidential campaign. Trump was the first one. Of all the 16, I think it is, Republicans that were running, he's the only one that wasn't a member of the CFR.
That's right. Okay, let's move on with this, in this segment to some really good news. This will be uplifting to you.
Someone died?
Female jiu-jitsu contestants quit tournament after being forced to fight males. Okay. And high school student stage walkout call on board school board to reinstate girls-only and boys-only restrooms. It is a sad state of affairs when the contestant and the students have to stand up or walk out because the people on the board who makes the decisions can't make the proper
children
ones to begin.
Children are having to tell the adults the right thing to do. And yeah. That is crazy.
It's absolutely insane. But I will tell you, if someone out there wants to start a business and you don't know what you want to do yet, make an alternative to the NCAA. Make an alternative to UIL. Like, they're crazy. And I guarantee you, you will have so much support tomorrow if only you said, hey, the two sexes are male and female, and we're going to define them by if you have XX or XY.
No. Mac Latimer, I am surprised you're running for such a prominent office and say there's only two genders.
Yeah, how dare I?
I cannot understand how you can even be potentially elected.
Piers Morgan said there's only two genders. You know, wow. I made that joke a minute ago about being something else and being a lesbian. I actually stole that from Piers Morgan. He said that the other day on his show. He said it's absurd to recognize anything other than two genders.
Now, I'm messing with Mac and I'm messing with Bill and everybody sexes. Here because I'm about to read something.
I mean,
okay?
And if Piers Morgan can understand it, well, there's hope for humanity, I guess.
The ACLU said you need to give Trump the freedom to speak. I'm like, what? That was crazy. But look, Mac Latimer says, and Bill says, and we all say, you know, there's only two genders. Well, listen, everybody, you're wrong. You are dead wrong. Let me tell you why. Because I have an article here, and of course the articles don't lie. What are the, how many? 72 other genders.
Just like all the other species of any animal or anything. Yeah. Animal, there's like 72 of those too.
First of all, what is gender identity? In today's age, one does not need to fit in with regards to their choices, including their gender identity. Gender is no more regarded as a binary concept where one can either be a male or a female. It has emerged as a continuum or spectrum where one can identify themselves as any of the gender identities. The term gender identity means how a person identifies themselves concerning their gender. It may be regardless of their anatomy or genetics. Thus, a person may identify themselves as male, female, none, both, or some of the category independent of their genitals. The idea is to make everyone feel comfortable. That's why 2 + 2 = 5 is okay.
Try again.
And people are going, 2 + 2 = 5? It's like that one commercial I used to see up in New York where spaghetti comes from trees and people go, spaghetti comes from trees. So shall I go over some of the genders?
No.
I just try this. Except everybody except the Colonel, because the Colonel can't do this. But next time you go into IHOP, tell them you're over 65. I identify
as a
senior citizen, so I can get the discount. Yeah. You know.
It's just like me saying I'm Father John.
Yeah, and this is the insane thing, but it's what the left does. It's they change definitions on you. And then when they do that, you sit there arguing with them like, oh, affirmative action is racist. And they say, no, it's not racist because we changed the definition of racist.
Well,
so
I got 72 of them. They go from Alpha to Oscar. Okay? Alpha to Oscar, meaning the letter A to letter O. I'll read a few of each, okay? How much time I got?
For this, but you've got 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Okay. So, agender, a person who does not identify with themselves with or experience any gender. Agender people are also called null gender, genderless, gender void, or gender neutral.
How about floater?
Because there's a lot of them, I'll skip down here to alexigender. The person has fluid gender identity between more than one type of gender, although they cannot name the genders they feel fluid within.
That's the best one I've heard. I don't know
that's
what,
fantastic.
But I'm all of it. This is somebody on a bad trip of mushrooms made up this definition.
But this is crazy. Like, how do you feel gender? Like, I don't know about y'all, but like,
I don't know, man.
Literally, I don't feel my chromosomes, right?
Like, I can feel myself until I'm a male gender, okay?
There you go.
How about ambigender? Having two specific gender identities simultaneously without any fluidity or fluctuation.
Wait a minute. That one's confusing. Because how can you say...
Oh, that one's confusing?
Okay, let me go to B's. Let me see if there's a B here. Okay, here we go. Bigender. This should sound easy. Having two gender identities at the same or different times.
That's saying that there's two, though.
How about boy flux? Boy flux. The person identifies themselves as male, but they experience varying degrees of male identity. Huh? This may range from feeling agender to completely male.
What does that mean? How
do I have you no feel freaking idea.
Different types of men. Sometimes I'm not male, sometimes I am.
Yeah, that's absolutely
okay,
insane.
Going to the letter C, cast gender. It is associated with feelings of considering the gender irrelevant or unimportant. Cast flux. There is a fluctuating intensity of irrelevance towards gender.
Put the music down.
Put the music down. How about...
I can't even pronounce it.
Demi-fluid. Having multiple genders, some fluid while others are static.
What I don't understand is some of them acknowledge that there are genders while some of them acknowledge that there is no gender.
I'm all 72
epicene.
Genders.
It is associated with strong feeling of not being able to relate to any of the two genders or the binary gender or both of the
I'm a jellyfish.
Are we going to break?
Yeah, we're gone.
We'll be back.
Visit thekaytheater.com for information about movies, private rentals, concerts, and live theater. The K Theater in downtown Rockdale provides local access to entertainment and the arts. The K Theater Foundation is a nonprofit and survives due to the generosity of its donors and volunteers. Find us on Facebook at K Theater or online at thekaytheater.com for upcoming events. Located at 350 North Main Street, Rockdale, Texas, since 1947.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
HiCap Adventure Radio program coming to you from the Cox's AC Lennox studio right here in Cameron, Texas. Let Cox's Heating and AC install a Lennox air conditioner in your home or office with one of the quietest and most energy efficient units you can buy. So give them a call. Cox's Heating and AC at 254-697-4252. The number here in the studio is 254-697-6633. We have a caller on the line. Shelby, why don't you give me that caller?
Go ahead, caller.
Caller, welcome to the program. Who am I talking to?
Well, this is talking about, you know, the gender identity thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Got a real bad line. You have to call back.
Let me see if I can hear you. Go ahead.
Go on.
I'll tell you what, man. Do me a favor. Turn your radio down and let's see if that works. And if that doesn't work, you can call me back. We're going to give it like 3 to 5 seconds here. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Now, call me back because you got a very bad line. Okay, we're going to do our true stories of self-defense here. It's a cold read. This is coming from November 2023, issue of the American Rifleman, the Armed Citizens column, page 10. Story number one. A man reportedly entered a barbecue restaurant in Leon County, Texas, on August 14th and aggressively harassed several customers. He then went into the restroom and allegedly assaulted an elderly man there, knocking him to the floor and beating him unconscious. I remember this article, this story. An armed citizen intervened and was also attacked and knocked to the ground, whereupon he fired 2 shots at the assailant, striking him once in the right arm. The suspect fled the restaurant. Police later found him sitting in a vehicle on the shoulder of the road, where they arrested him and transported him to the hospital for treatment. The elderly restaurant patron was also treated and no other injuries were noted. Okay, here's my commentary. Guys in the bathroom being assaulted, and a good citizen comes in to try and help him. And I can understand why the gun doesn't come out. Do it with fists if you have to. Restrain the individual. The bad person is now assaulting me. But at such close proximity, I have a hard time to understand why he only got hit in the arm if he got shot twice. So I'm not taking anything away from the person who tried to help the individual. I'm just saying at close proximity, maybe with a little bit more training, maybe you could do better.
I think it usually comes down to a training issue.
Yeah, it's pretty much. So, but I compliment the individual for protecting the older man.
Yeah, for sure.
And being there when he needed to be. Go ahead.
All right, my turn. A convenience store owner in Houston, Texas, had just returned from the bank and was about to enter his store on August 16th when he was reportedly hit in the back of the head with a blunt object. He turned and saw multiple masked attackers wearing gloves. The store owner drew his firearm and shot the assailants. An employee inside the store, hearing the commotion, also fired at the suspect. So you got 2 gunslingers. Pow, pow. 2 of the attackers died at the scene, while a 3rd suspect drove away. An assistant police chief noted, "Our citizens do have the right to defend themselves, and the choices have consequences." Police also said they believe this incident was an example of jugging, wherein robbers identified potential victims while they're at an ATM or a bank, and they follow them to their worker home.
I don't know. How do I critique this badly? I don't critique it badly.
Everybody
did what they were supposed to. The person got the money out like they were supposed to. The robber tried to get the money like they were supposed to. And the two people
stuck. And it doesn't say if they ever caught the 3rd assailant. So there's.
And how did he drive away?
He never got shot.
Well, he didn't, and he had not gotten anything from the owner, so they could not shoot him for carrying away their possessions.
But you know what's funny? If one of those bad guys die, the driver gets charged with capital murder.
Yeah.
But 2 of them died.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
double
book them, Dano.
And that's in Houston, so yeah, well, that's a bad place to shoot somebody to begin with. Anyway. All right. A young man dressed in all black and wearing a bandana over his face entered a liquor store in Fountain Valley, California. That was his first mistake. On August 16, pulled out what looked like a gun and demanded money. The store's owner, however, thought the would-be robber looked like a kid and that the gun looked so fake, like a plastic toy. He pulled out his own gun, whereupon the suspect immediately fled the store and got away in a waiting vehicle. The armed citizen told reporters he was able to remain calm because he'd been robbed at gunpoint before.
Nothing like practice, huh?
Yeah, that's the badge of honor of a Californian citizen. Oh, yeah, I've been robbed before. 3, 4, 5 times.
Man, I'm proud. And what's the moral of the story? Don't bring a plastic gun to a real gunfight.
Also, the moral is move to Texas. What?
No, if you're from California, stay there.
Don't you dare put that out there.
Did you see the video the other day? The dude, I think it was in Dallas. He walked in with a gun. It was a nail salon, and he walks in with a gun or something, like a towel or something. It's hard to tell. And he's telling everybody, "Give me all your money. Give me." Nobody paid attention to him. And he finally got one guy even just walked out of the store, and he finally got so distraught because nobody would give him money. He just left. It was great.
You know how fantastic that defense system is? Because I'd have to say 90%+ of the time, the bad person that comes in freaks out. They don't know what they're doing. You got some now. You got some that don't give a darn. But most of the time, it was, I'm out of here, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Matt.
All right, so we got a 35-year-old off-duty prison guard was pumping gas in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, around 10:30 p.m. on August 23rd when a suspected would-be carjacker approached her from behind. Security cameras show the 22-year-old man getting her into a bear hug. The woman, however, fought back and pulled out her gun. She and the assailant shot at each other, and the man was struck once in the torso and once in the leg. The woman was unfortunately also hit twice in the leg, but was reported to be in stable condition. She is not expected to face charges.
I would not expect so. But what's interesting here is both got shot in the leg. That's a clear-cut example of lack of training, and you're either anticipating the shot because your adrenaline's pumping. I don't take anything away from people who have the gun and want to defend themselves. The only thing I do say is if you're going to do that, you need to know what you're doing.
I can only imagine how she was reacting just shooting because somebody coming up behind you.
Yeah, but let me make an example here. We do this. My team, we train, and we do for close-up quarter stuff like this, and the shots are dead on because you know you've trained what to do. If you're going to carry the gun and you say, if God forbid, if something happens, I'm going to use the gun, did you train how to use the gun? Because if you don't, you're going to get situations like this. Would you rather shoot somebody in the leg or shoot them center mass and say, this person's not going to bother anybody else? Mm-hmm. All right, Colonel, go ahead.
All right, a 43-year-old taxi driver in Metairie, Louisiana, was in his cab during the early morning hours of August 21st when a man approached and pointed a gun at him while demanding money. The cab driver, fearing for his life, shot the assailant multiple times, killing him. Sheriff's office investigators said the suspect was likely the same person who had held up two other taxi drivers in the week preceding this incident. No charges are expected to be filed against the armed citizen. I can say that if somebody's already got a gun on you and you then draw and you survive, it's amazing.
Do you know how many stories that you and I have read like that? Where the person has the gun out and the person goes to their nightstand to get the gun and then shoots the person? I'm just like, it's quite obvious these criminals have not taken my class.
So also, I'd like to say we do Guardian Angel training. Well, did when I was in the Army, so a while ago. But you actually like take an airsoft gun and try this out. Point a gun at someone and then that person have it in their holster. I bet you the person drawing can fire before the person pointing their gun almost every single time.
Action always overcomes reaction.
I don't know, Mac. I'll tell you what. I've got video of this.
Yeah,
I've got video
absolutely.
Of this. Aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the YouTube channel and you'll see the videos.
Yeah. Now,
and we did. The Colonel was part of it.
I have pictures of my torso after I learned a lesson. And my lesson was, is that when you go Winchester and you're out of bullets, get out of the fight.
That's
stand there and watch the other people. You will get blasted.
If you're trained, you surpass greatly, greatly those who haven't trained.
I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. I was saying, like, two people of the same training.
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
But what we have to think about is this. You can never underestimate your enemy.
Right, right. Okay. Absolutely.
All right, final story. I think I got enough time to do it. On August 30th in Butler, Pennsylvania, a man and his girlfriend were eating pizza and getting ready to watch a movie when they heard a strange bang in the basement. They started to walk... Oh, man. Shelby, why am I groaning?
Because Amber
They have no gun.
They have no gun. They didn't go get their gun. They heard a strange bang in the basement. They started to walk down the stairs to investigate when they saw an intruder allegedly pushing his way through the door. The two residents ran back upstairs, and the man retrieved his gun while his girlfriend called 911. The now armed citizen told the stranger to show his hands, which he did, but then he reportedly stopped complying, repeatedly asking to be hidden in the home. The homeowner said the man moved aggressively toward him, so he fired two shots, striking the intruder once. The homeowner told the reporters he still had to kick the intruder back down after shooting him because the man kept attempting to get up.
Get down!
The intruder reportedly told him he'd rather be shot again than kicked, at which point the homeowner told him the next time he had to shoot him, he wouldn't survive.
This is very frustrating.
This is a complicated... Look, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you something straight up. If you have made the decision to pull that trigger, okay, you've gone all the way. If this person continues to move, you continue to do what it takes to stop the threat. I think legalistically that was properly said. We're going to break?
Yeah.
We'll be back in three.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. It's a veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
mark your calendars for the first annual High Cap Adventures Meet and Greet, brought to you by Cox's AC and Heating and Lennox, right here in Cameron, Texas. The meet and greet will take place on Saturday, November 18th at the Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers, Texas, starting at approximately 1:30 p.m. Come meet and say hello to all the guests and show hosts on Saturday, November 18th from 1:30 to 3:30 at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. See you there. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Finishing up the program with the final segment. I've got my wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown, Mac Latimer, running for District 31, Milam County Judge Bill Whitmire, Shelby, my board operator. You, the listening audience, if you got a final question pertaining to anything on the topic, on the subject now of this program, I'll take open calls on this segment. 254-697-6633. I'll tell you what, to ensure that we can get in all the announcements, I'll start off with the meet and greet on the 18th of this month at Margaritas Restaurant in Rogers. I'm going to have as many of the special guest hosts that I can, as many of the special guests that I can, and I believe I have all of the crew coming in that will be there. Starting at approximately 1 to 1:30, depending on traffic and what it takes to get there, blah, blah, blah. And we'll be there for a couple hours. And if you want to come out, the food is good. Price is right. Place is clean. It's a good, friendly environment. And we'd love to see you there. And I'll tell you what it does. It's just a great connection between us and you, you and us, to motivate us, to keep pushing us, to continue doing what we're doing. And ladies and gentlemen, all I want is the truth. I don't want any crookedness of thought. I don't want any perversion of thought. Everything I tell you out there comes from a pure heart of the truth to the best of my ability. I have no agenda for crazy thought processes. I just look at America, the United States of America, and I say to myself, it's a miracle of God that we are this nation. And if you believe in God, you also believe in the dark side of things, and that dark side wants to take us out. If it wasn't for the spirit, this country would be, this planet would be a terrible place to live. Okay? So that's my call. I hope to see you out there. Milam County Judge, Bill Huffman. Bill Whitmire, sorry. Bill Huffman, you're listening. Love you, man.
Huff's way different than me.
Yeah.
Although I'll give you this, out of everybody in this room, he was the very first person to come to any one of my fundraisers when I ran for office.
Is that right?
Yeah. I was kind of shocked because it was in Jones Prairie, too. It wasn't even anywhere close to where he lives, so that was awesome. Hey, today, right now, at the VFW here in Cameron, you can buy brisket plates, and they're having the Diane Yates benefit. If you don't know who she is, she's a lady who paid, I think, $60,000 to have her house redone, and guy just tore it all to shreds. So left, and he's in jail right now. He's out on bail. But anyway, they built her in basically a brand new barn dough. It's really nice. Otis Foster and the group out there in Milano put all that together. But they're having a fundraiser to help pay for it. It's actually, I think she moves in this week or next week. It's almost done. But they need some money to help out with that and kind of repay a bunch of.
I know the VFW moved. You got the address on that?
I do not, but it's where the old Apple Tree Daycare That's used right. to be over there on, I think it's 21st Street.
So the tracks, right?
Yeah, if you go down there to the last light leaving town on the north side, turn left, just follow it down to the railroad tracks. It's right there. That's going on today, and then at 3:30 over at the Taylor ISD PAC, Congressional District 17, Pete Sessions is recognizing veterans today, two of our own, Jerry Lorton and David Kinesick, are both being recognized. And that's a great program. It recognizes what they've done since they've either retired or left the military. It's a pretty special deal. I'll be giving the invocation. So, if you feel like you want to come over there, there's that. And there's a couple other things going on around the county. Tomorrow, they're dedicating the Worley Bridge out by Apache Pass.
Yeah, it's just out there. It's a pretty cool looking bridge, too.
Yeah, it's 3 o'clock. It's actually one of the last bridges built in the 19-teens that we still use for vehicle traffic here in the county.
I drove over it, and it's solid as a rock.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So they'll be doing that at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and I think that's pretty much it county-wise.
All right, Mac Latimer, talk to me, buddy. What do you got?
Hey, so just want to give people contact information. Our campaign is about drastically reducing the size and scope of the federal government. We really have gotten outside the bounds of the Constitution. We want to bring the federal government back into compliance, if you will. And so if you want to get involved, we have this huge grassroots army that we're collecting and is actually doing real work. So if you want to get involved, you can text or call me at 361-834-1380. That's my personal line. If I don't answer, I'll get back to you. But also, if you can email me at mac@maclatimer.com. And if you're driving or something and didn't get any of that, just Google Mac Latimer. I'm the first one that pops up. Go to the bottom of the webpage, and all my personal contact is there. We need people like you, people that are listening to this, the grassroots, people that actually live in the community, to come together so we can actually get real conservatives.
You know what I think,
Mac?
I think a lot of people out there want to.
Yeah.
And they've got so tainted because of all the crap that's happened in the past about how nobody listens to me. And if they pick up on you and realize you're the real deal and you're not here to mess around, you're going to get a groundswell of people.
Oh, absolutely. And if you want to talk and grill me and ask me questions and all of that stuff, I will absolutely tell you where I stand on every position. I may not agree with you, but I promise I'm coming from a place of trying to get us back in line with the Constitution.
I like that.
Colonel, I know you got some stuff. Talk to me.
Okay. Monday night is a Temple Gun Club, and their new members meet at 6 to take the class, and the regular meeting starts at 7, and it's usually at the Harris Community Center. But you better check the Temple Gun Club website, because the Harris Community Center sometimes rents it out from underneath us. So check the Temple Gun Club website. And also, they've got a beautiful range out east of Temple, and ranges from 7 yards to 500 yards. So with the training, you can get the training. And that's the only public one that I've got there.
Shelby, talk to me. What do you got?
I got, I don't have a lot except for shout out to my daughter's soccer team, Team Blaze. They just kicked Rockdale's butt in soccer 6-0. So, woo!
Now, I want you to do me a favor. I got how much time left?
4 minutes.
4 minutes. I want you to see if you can pull up real fast. National Anthem, Whitney Houston, one of the best renditions of it. If you can get it up pretty quick. And you tell me you're ready, I'll play it as outgoing music. What do you got? Oh, yeah, Colonel, go ahead. Say it.
Okay, one last time here. The only proposition of 14 that I am definitely for is Proposition 3, to vote against the wealth tax. The rest of them have poison pills hidden within their deeper plans and may or may not be beneficial. And it'd be better to leave it the way it is. And the Proposition 12 about the Galveston County treasurer may be a poison pill. Maybe better to have an elected treasurer than to have an unresponsible treasurer appointed by the commission, by the county commission.
All right, Shelby, we good to go?
Yeah, I just got to skip this ad.
Yeah, skip the ad, and I think you might have about a 15-second intro. Super Bowl, that's right. You'll probably have an announcer talking about it for about 15 seconds. Just fast forward to when you see her. And then, because this is beautiful. I think she's got the most beautiful voice. It was one of the best renditions I've ever heard of the national anthem.
Oh, you should be at the air show when my wife was doing the national anthem.
Well, Colonel, I apologize. Whitney Houston comes second to your wife.
Super Bowl right after 9/11.
That's right. And everybody was standing up. Everybody was loving America. All this kind of stuff. It's amazing leadership, what it does. Tell me what you got.
Oh, no, not 9/11. Desert Storm.
Yeah.
It was Desert Storm because I was stationed in California at the time.
You ready? Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, until next week, God bless, keep your powder dry, but listen to this. If it doesn't make your
and start heading beat, for Morningstar Ministries down
in,
the ad,
I don't have the address. Go to